another very basic question where you can't get out of this one. You need to take a stab at what you're doing. So it's Al Nisim. You're supposed to say Al Nisim today. You say the first paragraph, it's Kavana, Shakol, everything is great. You get to the second paragraph, No Devucha, you Shakol, you're Mamish, benching up the wazoo, you're having a great time. Then you say V'chol Eis, V'chol Sha'ah, and you should say next, Al Nisim. But you don't. Listen very carefully to my next words, because if you ask me a question that tries to change the facts, I'm going to throw you out of here, okay? Listen very carefully to what you do. You say like this, and I have a bench open so I don't mess it up. V'alakol, you skip Al Nisim, and you say V'alakol Hashem Elokeinu, you say the right words, yeah, Ado and Elokeinu, Anachnu Modim Lach, and then your wife starts screaming at you, Al Nisim, Al Nisim. At exactly this second is my question. Don't ask me, you went further. Don't ask me, you didn't start yet. I have a very simple question. This is the most likely, most common mistake. You say, V'alakol Hashem, V'alakol Hashem, Elokeinu, Anachnu, Modim, Lach. And you're like, oh, Amanisim, Amanisim. What do you do at exactly this second?
Keep on going.
Okay. Option number one you want to say is
say it at the end.
1 second. So option number one you're saying is you go further.
Right.
So your shot number one is option number one.
And say it when.
So I'm not going back at all. I'm continuing saying. I continue. I'm at Modim Lach. I say Umevarchim Osach Yisparach Shemcha. I go the whole way through. I go to and in the Harachamans I throw in the little thingamajig about Kasher. Rachamun Yasa one Nisim and it flows. Kasher Asa Abu Sina Bayomim
as Manazeh. And then you say Bimei Matasyo.
And then say Bimei Matasyo. Excellent. Perfect. All good. Option number one. Anyone have any other options?
Say
Al Nisim.
You just said Modim, so it's part of the same.
Okay, so what am I doing? So option number two is I said V'alakol Hashem Elokeinu Anachnu Modim Lach.
So you just said Modim.
At this word, Lach, I say Al Nisim. Yes?
Sure.
Okay. It's option number two.
And then you continue from there because you're.
So then I continue from there, meaning when I'm done with Al Nisim, I say Umevarchim Osach.
Yes.
Okay. Option number two. Interesting. Option number three.
Pick up Al Nisim and then we go back to V'alakol.
Option number three is after Modim Lach, I say Al Nisim, like you a little bit, but then I say V'alakol again. Okay? Option number one. Go further. You'll pick it up later. Option number two, stop. Do Al Nisim. And then continue. And just to build up Eli, because we're going to knock him down later on, but just to build him up at the beginning over here so he doesn't feel too bad, is his makes the most sense, you would think. Because he's not going to go back and repeat God's name, V'alakol Hashem Elokeinu, makes a lot of sense. Yair's way is a lot more scarier because he's saying Al Nisim, then he's going, he already said God's name, V'alakol Hashem Elokeinu. He's going back, he's saying Al Nisim now, and he's repeating God's name, leaving a God's name hanging over there, V'alakol Hashem Elokeinu, Anachnu Modim Lach. It was hanging, and now he's going to repeat it again. That's option number three, though. Maybe he's right to say Al Nisim here, go back and say V'alakol, and start the third bracha, right, as if you didn't mess up the beginning. You want to vote? Who says option number one? You go straight forward. And you'll pick up Al Nisim later on. New, raise your hands high. Come on, come on. It's Sunday morning. Okay, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Who says option number two? Like, okay, I told you, I'm going to knock
bailing
it down. I knocked
fully
it down bailing. Already. One or two. It makes the most sense. Out of anything, it makes the most sense. Option number three, Yar. New? Okay, and some are abstaining. Okay. Huh? You have another option. Oh, it's either Abba, yeah.
They're all correct.
They're all correct. Interesting. You're very nice. You're diplomatic. You're very diplomatic. Okay. So let's just read.
You wouldn't do well in halacha, though.
Well, you got to do one of them. This is, I told you, this is the difference between law and halacha. Halacha, you could whiffle waffle, but when you have to tell a client what to do, you can't, like, you got to give an answer. You got to, like, tell them. You can't, like, they don't want to hear others, like, to machloikas haposkim, you know? They may want to know both sides, but they want advice. So I told you, I think my chabur has changed since I became a lawyer, because I realize you have to actually give an answer. Okay. So yeah.
Approach, You're in the middle of a sentence.
Yes.
You're not even, so.
His point is, though, but you don't want to go back. You don't want to say God's name again.
Okay, I understand it. But
yeah.
You have to finish your thought.
No, okay, so option number four.
Just, like, all of a sudden just throw the thought because.
Option number four could be you have to finish the sentence. That is an option. It is an option. It's going to be as bad as his option. We're going to throw it out. But I hear you. I hear you. It makes sense.
Or finish the bracha.
It makes sense. And even better maybe than Ellie's. But let's see. They're both going to be thrown out. Let's see. 1 second.
Right. Explain that to your wife though.
Oh, your wife's screaming. No, either way you're punished. So Mishkowitz's way ignores your wife completely. You just go on and say, okay, yeah, I'm going on.
No, you point to
the point to Arachim. But Yair's way is the only one where you're really, really listening to your wife and you're like, okay, I messed up and I'm going back again. But his problem is he's saying God's name. He just isn't married. That's why. Exactly. That's shot. Exactly. The problem is that he's not saying. Yair's car is the only one who's causing God's name to be taken in vain. I just want to clarify this. He's causing God's name to be taken in vain because he wasted Yalla call. I'll read you a very clear but not clear Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says exactly what to do, but he doesn't. He says, Kol chesimei Chanukah, Omer Alanisim Bebirchas, Amazon Bebirchas Aruch. You say Alanisim exactly what we're supposed to, and in Tefillah you're supposed to say in Modim, etc. V'im lo amar, so if you forget Alanisim completely, ein machzir no so, you don't repeat benching. So in other words, if I get to the end, and then all of a sudden I'm done, and I say, yes, what a great kavanadik of benching, and then your wife says to you, did you say Alanisim? And you say, whoops, I forgot. Says Shulchan Aruch, very clear, alacha, you don't have to bench again, benching is over, done, you're a dope, but you're done, finished. Okay. Says, yeah. Yeah.
You got
yellow
today also.
Okay, yellow is a whole other show. I hear you. Then you have to say Alanisim again. Yeah. Great question. That's all of them. This is your excellent chabur. It's a great chabur. But not now. It's a great chabur. You say if you go back, do you have to go back? Because going back, do you have to say Alanisim again? But let's say you forget Alanisim. Right. Because in that case, presumably you go back, you'd say Alanisim again the second time. Yeah.
If you were to forget. On a regular day, Majibuva.
Yeah.
And you get to the next parent. Aren't you supposed to stop where you are and go back to Majibuva and then continue?
But did you say God's name at that point?
Yes.
Why? Where? I don't know. Majibuva, because you say Majibuva. Once you finish Mechai, then you have to go back and start Shemon Essay again because you didn't run your own Shemon Essay. Here, Alanisim, hold on one second.
You don't go back to the beginning.
Wait, in which case? If you finish the bracha, no? If you say Baruch Ato Hashem, then you have to go back. I think so, right? If you say God's name already, then you finish the bracha. I'm not sure.
What would be different than this?
Here the difference is this exact point to the Shulchan Aruch. Listen to the Shulchan Aruch. You don't go back if you finish Shmoneh Esrei over here because Lav Doraisa Ninu. It's not Doraisa, this whole thing. And he says this whole concept of Alanisim is nice to throw in. The whole concept of Alanisim is important. But if you don't say Alanisim, okay, your benching is still a good benching. That's the difference, Mashbrook. But you're right. The Mashbrook's nuances, we have to compare and contrast to it. It may be a little bit different, but there may not be a good Shemoneh Esrei. Here, your benching is totally fine without Alanisim. Okay. Now comes my question. Well, he doesn't talk about our case. Does he have to read further than the Shulchan Aruch? Umiyu. Listen to this line. This is the line which throws a curveball. Umiyu. But imniskar ba'osa bracha. If you remember in the middle of the Yalla call, exactly my case, yeah? Kol zman, as long as shlo hizkir es hashem, as long as you did not say the shame, what does the shame mean? Did we say yes shame or not say the shame in my case?
Yes.
You say yes, you say no. Why not?
You
didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem at the end. But you're going to say, you said Yalla call ad Hashem Elokeinu, no? Says Shulchan Aruch, calls man Shulchizkir Hashem. He didn't mention Hashem's name. Afilu nizkar bein ata leHashem. What does that mean? Even if you remembered in between Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of the bracha, so you remembered Baruch Atah, then you say, "Whoops, Alanisim." Yeah. Chozer. You go back and say Al Anisi. You're with me? Shulchan Aruch says, let's read what it, Shulchan Aruch says, V'ala kol Hashem Elokeinu Anachnu Modim Lach. What do you do at this point? You go back and say Al Anisim.
Then
you would start again from the beginning of the bracha. I'll read you that he says. You go back to the beginning of the bracha. That's what he says.
Is it beginning of the bracha?
Or he says, no, you go back to the beginning of the bracha.
No,
you go back to Val Akol. It doesn't say it so clear, which is just interesting. We're going to see the poskim talk about, maybe you're not as crazy as I thought, but one second. All the poskim are assuming you're crazy, but we're going to get to it. The whole chabur is what? No, but the whole chabur is going to be the charge. But I'm thinking about it, it's interesting. From the language of Shulchan Aruch, you're not as crazy as I thought. Shulchan Aruch actually doesn't say you go back to Val Akol. All the poskim are assuming you're going back to Val Akol, and that will lead me to my next 5 minutes of the chabur. This is the whole problem. But let's assume, one second, let me just clarify what we said so far, because I don't want to lose you. V'al Akol Hashem Elokeinu Anachnu Modim Lach. Whoops, Al Anisim. Says Shulchan Aruch, since I didn't get to the end, Baruch Atah Hashem, at the end, so then I go back and say Al Anisim at this point and start again via Al Akol.
Yeah, can I say something?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So, somebody said it before, you didn't complete your thought. In the case of Baruch, when you say Baruch Atah, you have completed your thought. So, in other words, maybe you should go right up to that point when you finish the whole
sentence. I hear you. So you're a Mr. Herman fan over here. That, like, you should actually go further in your wrong mistake over here. I hear you. No, but it's a valid point because you want to finish the thought.
Yeah.
But you, in general, in halacha, we don't continue wrong thoughts because you want to finish. Meaning, your first V'al HaKol was wrong. V'al HaKol, you said it wrong. You messed up. The problem is, what are you doing this mess up? You've said God's name already. I just want to clarify. You've said God's name already. According to Shulchan Aruch, you stop, say Al Anisim at this point, and the assumption is, like Yair, you go back and say V'al HaKol again a second time. But why? Now you're going to repeat God's name a second time for no reason. And we're so conscious about saying God's name a second time that we say, if you get to the end, Baruch Ato Hashem, Alaretz Al Mazon, you say Baruch Ato Hashem Alaretz, whoops, Al Anisim. At this point, it's too late. Why is it too late? Because it said God's name. Well, what about the beginning God's name at the beginning of the bracha? Hello? Yeah? Okay. Yeah, Baruch Atah Hashem is also in the middle of the thought. Yeah.
It's a complete thought. It's not a complete thought that you
have. Right, it's a phrase. It is at least a phrase. Right. It is a phrase.
Yeah. And we clearly, from both in davening and in benching, there's Hashem's name before you get to the Baruch Atah Hashem. It's clearly not that we're about saying something over again. It's that when you say Baruch Hashem, you've already completed the bracha.
Oh, so here we are saying that maybe there's a difference between Hashem at the end of the bracha and Hashem at the beginning of the bracha. So let's build up to that. So Shulchan Aruch in the source, if you look at the Beis Yosef, which is always the source of all the Shulchan Aruch, and the source of the Torah, which says like the Shulchan Aruch, he says, you know what the source of this halach is? Pashut. It's obvious. I don't know how we can give a 25-minute chabura on obvious. No, but it's not obvious, because you have three opinions here, and I'm going to show you it's not obvious. But anyway, we continue. Listen to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Merkis, who was the Av Bezin of Mir, died in the late 1700s. He writes like this. Okay? He was after Rosh Shulchan Aruch. Im shachach lomer alanisim bebirchas hamazon. If you forget to say alanisim in birchas hamazon, Yomer Eitzel Arachamon. Say it into Arachamon. Say it over there. Fine. Then he says, Vili Nira, it appears to me, to be Birchas Amazon, Af Im Shachach, sorry, Af Im Hischil Alakol Hashem Elokeinu. If you only said the words, V'alakol Hashem Elokeinu, Lo Yachzir Od Pam, don't go back like Yair said, like Shulchan Aruch explicitly says, why? To haye shame b'v'ala kol Hashem, because you said God's name already. Don't retake God's name by adding an Al Anisim now. Rak yomer eitzo harachamon. Say it in harachamon. Option number one, exactly like you said. The problem is, hello, what about the words of our good friend, the Shulchan Aruch, who is the posek, and the Ramah doesn't disagree? So you have the Shulchan Shlomo in the late 1700s arguing out of nowhere with an express Shulchan Aruch, a Ramo who doesn't disagree. So where is it coming from? Says the Sefer Minchas David, late 1800s. He says like this. He says, hello, what's up with the Shulchan Shlomo? He says, Tamua, he says, Tuva ala Sefer, he doesn't quote him. He says, Tamua Tuva ala Sefer. I have a bomb question on this Sefer. He says, Shepasak b'zehepech ha-Shulchan Aruch. He goes against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says very clearly what to do. Option number three, possibly option number two. But option number two, he definitely doesn't say option number one. Says the Shulchan Shlomo, do option number one. Just you'll throw it in Alani. You'll throw Alanisim in Arachaman. Okay, no.
Which Arachaman?
A special Arachaman, which is made for Alanisim. It's made for dopes. It's Arachaman for dopes. Arachaman, you throw it in, an extra one, because it's for people like us who forget all the time. So there's a special Arachaman. But hello, how are you sleeping well in the Shir right over now without the Shulchan Shlomo? Hello, he goes against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch tells you exactly what to do, says like Yar. All of a sudden, Shulchan Shlomo comes along and helps out Mr. Jacob Woods and says he's not crazy. Look, you got a Shulchan Shlomo to back you up. The problem is the Shulchan Shlomo is against every posek in the entire world. But how are we going to accept? No, but Mr. Jacob Woods, I'm not letting you get away with this. How are you going to explain your Shita? Explain for me the Shulchan Shlomo. No, no, but explain to me. You have the floor. How are you going to explain the Shulchan Shlomo? He makes a lot of sense, if anything. No?
He makes the most sense.
Oh, so explain the Shulchan Shlomo. Why? Since.
You don't
since,
have to repeat
Hashem. Oh! Since you don't have to repeat Hashem. And we'll say one thing. You have the option. You have the option of saying an Arachman. So why in the world would you follow Yair over here? He's crazy. Or even Ellie's crazy. The messing up your phrases over here. Because you're, why would you mess up Falakov? Falakov's such a beautiful bracha. And because you're a dope and you forgot Alanisim. So the Torah has dopes. It has a special thing for you. At the end, Harachman. It's different than Yalav Yavos, where there's no place really to put in ideally where you get the concept. We have Mashiach, correct. Mashiach is different. I hear you. We have Mashiach out, because then you're doing different rules. It's the wrong time period. It's a klala, maybe the wrong time. But the point is here, Alanisim, you have a place to put it in. So if anyone, in Shulchan Shlomo, Mr. Jacobowitz, makes the most sense, why would you take God's name in vain? Yet, obviously, you're wrong, according to everyone, besides Rav Merkus, besides Rav Shulchan Shlomo, who is Haley's quoting the Mishpura all the time. He says, Haley's Chashim Tam Chacham, obviously, and there's Nimayas Kama. But still, he's going against, he's bucking the trend. He makes sense, but how can you buck the trend? So, what are we going to do? So, to explain it, you have to say like this.
Oh, see? An easy explanation.
Huh?
It's an easy explanation.
He has an easy explanation, you're saying him.
No, there is one. I don't know.
What, oh, so what's the response? What's the response? Yeah.
This is Alnison designed to be in a brachas
hotel. Says Mr. Klein, he's not so smart. Says Mr. Klein, Mr. Shkovitz's idea of a Shulchan Shlomo doesn't make so much sense. If Alanisim is ideally supposed to be in the Alakol, and you can still salvage it by putting it right where it's supposed to be after Nodeh. So you've got a great idea. Oh yeah, I'll say it in Arachman.
It's the wrong place.
It's the wrong place. You're a b'dievid d'kayid. Ideally, you could put it in, it's supposed to be after v'nodeh, nodeh l'cha. You have a chance to still salvage it by putting it in after only 5 words later. So says Shulchan Aruch, why are you running to Alanisim in Arachman? Say it right here. You're going to say God's name again. No, so how are we going to get out of that? You're saying God's name again. Answer is, Nishkaferlich. What's so bad about saying God's name? It's in a tefillah. You're allowed to say God's name in a tefillah. If you're davening in your Shema Kolenu, and you say, Hashem, please give me parnasa, give me shidduchim, give me health, you're allowed to say ado. You could. You don't need to, but you could. It's in tefillah. You're allowed to daven. Who are you davening to? You're not davening to the Baal, you know, some avodah zarah. You're davening to God. That's when you're allowed to say God's name. It's not taking his name in vain. You're saying, Ado Shem, help me, please. Yeah.
Arachman is there for the dopes.
You okay?
You blew it. You can't say it in Hodah.
Mr. Jacobitz, you got a friend. You got a friend.
You have to say it. You're punished.
Yeah.
You have to say it with the other Arachman.
I hear you. And you've got the Shulchan Shlomo, Rav Heliger, Rav Shlomo Zal Merkus, the Av Dezen of Mir, backing you up. I hear you. He says every other posik disagrees. And now, I will read to you what...
But Yeah, you don't need that Rothman option in case you didn't remember until I brought
right.
Until but say again, I didn't hear what you said.
You still need that Rothman option if you blew it.
Correct. You need the Rothman if you're really dope. If you're a gentle, but you're not such a dope over. You caught yourself 5 words. Your wife caught you 5 words into it. Says,
You're married smart.
You married smart. Listen to what the Gaon Yodcha, he quotes from Chaim Siegel. He's a Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He says, like this is, he says, what's the problem? Shaila Zuz Toi, Beim Shari Wa Asker Shem Hashem Derek Tio Vakasha. You're allowed to say God's name as many times as you want, as long as it's in Tvila. Ukagon Acha, Deim Name Away, the Sharina Wamar Anisim, Vyakach Yaks of Yomar Alakol. You're going to say Alakol again. You're saying God's name again. Hari Da Afin Emes Tomer Shem Hashem Shanis. Yar's option causes you to say God's name twice. You're saying it derech tefillah and bakasha.
Right, but the briskers, for example, yeah. So
yeah, but it's tefillah. Even if Chaim Brisker said God's name in tefillah, no, yes or no?
Yeah, but he didn't repeat it. He doesn't repeat it, doesn't say it over.
But this is a part of tefillah, yeah?
You should finish the first phrase.
So you're a part of option number four. You're like Mr. Erman. I don't know. I didn't see anyone say that. Maybe you're right. I didn't see anyone say that. Practically speaking, I just want to say
the name along with that name.
I hear you. I'm not sure. I don't know. They all seem to say the best option is Yair's option, option number three, except for this wild Shulchan Shlomo, which seems to say that you like option number one and makes more use of sense. Comes on the COVID, just to clarify. That Reb Shmuel Kametsky, final word, says like Yair, that is not like the Shulchan Shlomo. Most poskim I saw in Art Scroll seems to indicate like Yair, but you say Al-Nisim right here, and then you say Valakol again, you start from Valakol again, and you say God's name twice. The final thing is, if you look at Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in two places he's cited, they asked him this question, they asked him this exact same thing, different people in all their books of 1,000 questions from Chaim Kanievsky, he said the opposite. One time he said option number one, one time he said option three. So I found a third source, a sitter that they made. I'm sure he didn't write the sitter. He didn't write the sitter. But I know he didn't. But some of the Talmidim wrote, people asked him questions, wrote all with all his psukim. And I'll read to you. B'chanakol b'purim omer alanisim, v'imlo amar, if you don't say alanisim, v'nizkar lefnei sh'omar tevas Hashem, sh'o birchas ala aretz. You say it before you remember the Baruch Atah of the Shem, so then you go back and say it. V'im nizkar achar sh'amar tevas Hashem. If you remember after you say Hashem, yomer oso be'arachamon, you say it in arachamon. So I think what he's saying that, oh, he says birchas, I'm not sure. I can read this both ways now, and I'm more confused myself. I got really excited. I thought this was like the Shulchan Shlomo helping Mr. Jacobowitz, but I don't know. He's a little bit vague, because he says after Hashem. I don't know which Hashem he means. Does he mean the first or the third? So I'm not sure. Okay, I'm leaving this. I'm not ending with Reb Chaim as a proof to you. I thought maybe we'd have had a proof to the Shulchan Shlomo. Maybe not. The point is, Reb Chaim has asked this Shaila. He answered one place like Yair, one place like Mr. Jacobowitz, and therefore I'm stuck.
So the doctor's right, though.
The doctor's right. Practically speaking, just to be clear, practically speaking, I think the proper thing to do is to go with Yair. I think so. I'm sorry about that. I think the proper thing is to say, if you remember at the words, I think you say Alanisim at that point and repeat Valakol and you're saying Hashem's name again. Okay, you're doing it B'derech Tefila. I just want to end with a story. What Valakol? Think Valakol is the wildest bruch in the whole world. Imagine, try this at home. We're talking about wife. Try this at home. Yeah. I'm sorry for everything. Yeah? She's going to look at you. She's going to say to you, everything. What you do. No, I want to know specifics. Everything.
Your wife will remember.
But everything doesn't work. Everyone knows that. You can't just say, I thank you for everything. Tell your kids. No, really, look, my wife taught me that as a parenting thing. When I remember when we got married and started having kids, she taught me it's a parenting thing. So like I went on my parenting course with my wife. I know nothing about this, but she taught me that you can't just compliment a kid for doing everything, right? Mommy always gives specific compliments. Because if you just say, you're such a good boy, that's meaningless. It's meaningless. Say you're a good boy, you're great. You have to give specifics. I'm so proud that you cleaned up nicely. I'm so proud you went to bed on them. Because it's giving you specifics. It targets it. So the Allah calls, I'll thank you, God, for everything. Yeah, we love you, God. So what's pshat? We just listed all these specifics. We thank God for the food, for the world, for this. And then all of a sudden, the Allah call. We thank God for everything. So I saw a beautiful pshat in Reb Spiro's English benching book, which is great. It's an awesome fountain of stories, which is always a great, great, unbelievable sefer. He says like this. He quotes a sefer Eshtas, and I'm tweaking it a little bit. So it's not really the fully Eshtas's pshat. This is my own take of this. I didn't see the Eshtas inside. Is that Yom Kippur is we thank Hashem for the realization to say thank you. What does that mean? There's a halakha story by Ravolbe, the halakha Ravolbe. Ravolbe was a great master, and he was survived the Holocaust because by going to be a personal Rebbe in Sweden. He got out of Germany because he was a German citizen. He couldn't go with the mirror. He was running the mirror. He couldn't go to Shanghai because he was a German citizen. So he somehow escaped to Sweden. He was hired as a Rebbe for some big Gvir Talmud Chacham to teach his kids in Sweden, and he was a Rebbe in Sweden. After the war, he comes to Eretz Yisrael and becomes the Mashkiach, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Be'er Yaakov. And in Be'er Yaakov, he took in a lot of the refugees, and everyone was tremendously high level of learning. And there's this one boy from Sweden himself, comes to the yeshiva, and he knows nothing. Couldn't pass the entrance exam. So Ravolbe says, you could come into the yeshiva. Accepted him. A special place, guy wants to learn, and you could come into the yeshiva. And the boys, of course, made fun of him. Guy didn't know how to learn a thing. 2 years later, he was a top Talmud in the yeshiva. Now, the boys felt very bad. The boys felt very bad about this. Because here they are, they mamish weren't in Shanghai, or they weren't in, they were learning through the war. These people were learning in Chedarim and the top, the yeshivas in Europe, pre the war. And now here they are, they're learning in Sweden. This little punk who was, not from, is outshining them after 2 years in yeshiva. What's pshat? I remember even when I was in Eretz Yisrael, there was a boy like that who was from Texas, a boy, knew nothing. He went to a couple of briskers, on a seed program. Guy was a top guy in yeshiva. He was brilliant. He went to medical school, was top. Brilliant, brilliant guy. But you're a little bit of Chalisha Sadas. I spent 13 years, my parents paid $300,000 yeshiva education. And this guy, comes out of nowhere, two seed programs from a couple of briskers, and this guy had a top, brilliant mind. But what's pshat? He was able to be able to read a Gemara as well as anyone else. It's good yeshiva and it's strong. So what's pshat? So the Ravolbe said, ask the boy. So the boy said to him, he asked the boy, how come you're able to shine? And the boy said, listen to this. He said, because why do you think I shouldn't learn so well? Because I'm a tinok shenishba, which is the halachic way of a person who's captured. A little boy who's captured is permitted to do things. We say he's like an ones. Translation of ones. He was under duress. He never learned. He didn't have an opportunity. He didn't have the opportunity to shine. And therefore, the halacha is, if a person like that turns on the light on Shabbos, he's not chayiv because he was a tinok shnishba. He was a child who was captured and didn't have a formal yeshiva education. Grew up irreligious. So you also, said the boy, are a tinok shnishba. You're also a captured child. Why? Because you're captured to the way of doing things by rote. Since you do things by rote, because you grew up yeshiva guy, you know all the halachas, you know everything, you get up and daven in the morning, you learn in the morning because you're supposed to. You do it by rote. You don't know to thank Hashem and to appreciate the opportunities that you have. That's why I'm able to succeed, because I know to thank Hashem. That's why we say V'al HaKol. We thank Hashem for everything. It's what we thank Hashem for, the opportunity to thank Him and to realization to thank Him. If we understand that, that's the lesson of Hanukkah. We have the fire, this reinvigoration, and we thank Hashem that we're not doing things by rote. We stop in the middle of winter of our by rote of no holidays, doing anything for the past 2-3 months and next 2 months, and we stop and we light our fire and we say to ourselves, we're going to be reinvigorated, we're going to come to more shiur, we're going to do more chesed, we're going to learn more Torah, we're going to get a higher level. That's the lesson of Hanukkah, that's the lesson of Al-Kol, that's really the lesson of this benching bracha.